The following presentation was made available by Inspiration Express as part of the daily Kitzur Shulchan Aruch calendar program. There are many more free lectures and resources available at www.kitzur365.org. Today's lecture is given by Rabbi Dov Lev.
We will now learn the laws of the Berachas Kohanim. It's known as Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. We are in Simin Kuf, Sif Aleph. Mitzvas Asei Min HaTorah Ava Kohanim Sheyivaruchu Asa'am. It is a positive mitzvah from the Torah that the Kohanim should give a bracha to the people. Shenema Kosevaruchu Es B'nei Yisrael. In this manner should you give a bracha to the Jewish people. And then the Pasuk proceeds and says the text of the bracha. V'chol kohen she'ein bo midvarim hama'akvim moso, any kohen who doesn't have one of the factors which will not allow him to give the brachas, v'ein o'lo l'duchan, and still he does not go up in order to give the brachas, over ba'asei, he is violating this positive commandment. V'ein o'ver, however, he is not going to be in violation unless they call him to come up. Shenemar, like it says in the Pasuk, Amar Lahem, that you should say to them, V'targum Unkelis, Kad Yimerun Lohon, when they call out to them, when they call to them to invite them to say Berachas Kohanim. So if they would not tell the Kohen to come up, he would not be in violation. Now, in the Sefer Mar Uktzia of Rav Yaakov Emden, he argues that today the mitzvah of Berachos Kohanim is only midrabanan, since we no longer have a Beis HaMikdash. However, the consensus of the poskim is not like Rav Yaakov Emden, and we hold that today it is a mitzvah min HaTorah, even in Chutz La'aretz. Now, why is it that the Torah commands the Kohanim to give a bracha to the Bnei Yisrael? Obviously, the bracha is originating from Hashem, so why doesn't he just give the bracha directly? So in the Sefer HaChinuch, he explains that Hashem desires that his bracha to the Jewish people should go through the medium of those who are always serving him in the Beis HaMikdash, because these are people whose focus is always in Avodas Hashem, and they're involved in Yerushalayim. So with their schus, the bracha will be effective on the nation. Now there's a machlokes haposkim if there is a mitzvah on Yisraelim to go and hear the brachas from the Kohen. In other words, we know there's a mitzvah that the Kohen is supposed to give the rest of the people a bracha, but do the people get a mitzvah by going to hear the Kohen's bracha, and are they required to do so? So this is subject to dispute. It seems that most Achronim do conclude, like the Sefer Charedim, which says that there is a kiyum of a mitzvah's essay upon hearing the bracha of the Kohanim. That being the case, it would seem that if someone is in shul when they call the Kohanim up to give brachas, it would be also for him to leave. Now this would be the case if he has not yet heard Berachos Kohanim that day. If he already did hear it, so then he would not be in violation of a mitzvah by leaving, although still the Kaf HaChaim says it's not the proper thing to do. Now, in the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, he says that anyone who is in a city and he is able to go to a shul where they have Berachos Kohanim and he fails to do so, he's showing that the bracha is not chashuv in his eyes, and therefore he would not be included in the bracha. Now, when is Berachos Kohanim done? So the Kitzur tells us, V'haminog b'medino seinu, the practice in our countries, in Chutz La'aretz, she'ein nesias kapayim ela biyomtiv, that that we don't do Berachas Kohanim except on Yom Tov, Mishum Da'az Shruyim B'Simchas Yom Tov, because then we are enveloped by the joy of Yom Tov. U'B'Yom HaKippurim, and similarly on Yom Kippur, Yesh Bo Simchas Mechila U'Slicha. So then we have the joy of the forgiveness and the atonement of our sins. V'tov lev hu yivarech. And only someone who is in a happy state can provide the bracha. Masha enkein b'shar yomim, as opposed to on other days, afilo b'shabosos hashana, even on Shabbos, sheterudin b'hirhurim al michyosam, that people are still troubled by thoughts about their livelihood, v'albitu malachtam, and the fact that they are losing out on their income from work, we would not say nesias kapayim. V'afilo b'yom tov, ein nosin kapayim, ela b'tfilos musaf. Even in Yom Tov, they do not say the Berachas Kohanim except by musaf. Sheyotzim achakach mi beis hakneses, because afterwards they're going to be going out of shul and they'll be rejoicing with Simchas Yom Tov. So the kids are saying that in our countries we do not do Birkos Kohanim on a regular day, not even on Shabbos. It is only done on Yom Tov, and even then only by Musaf. Now the origin of this notion is very hard to understand. It's clear that the Torah requires us to do Birkos Kohanim every single day. There's no source in the Gemara, or the Midrashim, or in the Rambam, that Birkos Kohanim should not be done daily. But somehow, in the Ashkenazi countries, a minhag developed that it should only be done on Yom Tov. Now, among Sfaradim, they follow what it says in the sources, which is that Berachos Kohanim should be done every day. Many poskim were bothered by the fact that the Ashkenazi communities did not do Berachos Kohanim on a daily basis. In particular, the Vilna Gaon held very strongly that Berachos Kohanim should be reinstituted. In fact, at one point the Vilna Gaon announced that the following day they should do Nesias Kapayim in Vilna. And that day he was arrested and thrown into prison. Seemingly he took it as a sign from Shemayim that Berachos Kohanim should not be reinstituted. However, his Talmud, Rav Chaim Volozhin, decided that he was going to reinstitute Birkos Kohanim in the city of Volozhin. This was many years after the incident with the Vilna Gaon. And he made an announcement that the next morning the Kohanim should come and be ready to do Birkos Kohanim. That night, the shul in Volozhin was burnt in a fire along with half the city. According to the legend, Rav Chaim Volozhin concluded from there that the heavens do not want him to reinstitute the brachas. However, the Talmidim of the Vilna Gaon, who settled in Eretz Yisrael, established the original minhag, which was to do Berachos Kohanim on a daily basis, every morning by Shachris, and any day when there's Musaf, as well as Mincha on fast days. And this is the prevalent practice in Eretz Yisrael today. In Chutz Laretz, it is generally only the Sfardim that do Berachos Kohanim on a daily basis. But in Eretz Yisrael, everyone does Berachos Kohanim regularly. In the Sefer Oleinu L'Shabeach, he recounts that when Rav Aaron Leib Steinemann went to visit New York, he made a surprise visit to the Sfardi Minyan at Ateret Torah. And when they asked why he was there, he said he missed Berachos Kohanim. In Eretz Yisrael, we have it every day. And the Chutz La'aretz, the only place to get it, is at a Sfaradi minyan. It is difficult to understand the reason why Ashkenazim in Chutz La'aretz do not practice Birkos Kohanim on a daily basis, but after the incident of the Vilna Gaon and Rav Chaim Volozhin, no one dares change the conventional practice. Now the Kitzur goes on and says, Od Noagin b'medino seinu, it is also the minog in our countries, Shebi Yomtov Shecholios b'Shabbos, that if Yomtov falls out on Shabbos, Ein Nesias Kepayim, then they do not do Berchas Kohanim. Ela B'Yom Kippurim Shafilocho b'Shabbos Nosin Kepayim. However, when Yom Kippur falls out on Shabbos, then they would do Berchas Kohanim. V'Yesh Mekomos Noagin, and there are other places which have the practice, Shebechol Yomtif Afilochol B'Shabbos, that on every Yomtif, even if it is also Shabbos, Nosin Kapeim, they do perform Berkos Kohanim, V'chein Nochon Yoser, and this is the more proper thing to do. Now, in the Sefer Moadim Uzmanim of Rav Moshe Sternbach, he says that in the city of Haifa and its suburbs, they do not do Berchas Kohanim on a daily basis. Although, there are many Rabbanim who say that they should. But other than there, in general, it is accepted in Eretz Yisrael that Berchas Kohanim is done on a daily basis in all communities. Halacha Beis. Ein Nesias Kapayim Ela Ba'asara. The Berchas Kohanim can only be done if there's a minyan of 10 male adults. V'hakohanim min ha-minyan. And we count the kohanim as part of the minyan, which means that, let's say you have 3 kohanim and 7 others, so that can be considered a minyan. L'fi shegam heim b'chlau ha-bracha. Because they, the kohanim, are also being blessed. Shenema v'ani avarochem. Like Hashem says, that I will give them bracha. Lacha gimel. Kodem nesias kapayim lo yishte hakohen lo yayin v'lo shar mashka mimashkin hamishakrim. Before giving the brachos, a kohen is forbidden to drink either wine or other alcoholic beverages. V'im libo cholush v'rotza le'echol pas b'kisnin kodem musaf. Let's say he's feeling weak and he wants to eat something before Musaf, so he cannot make Kiddush himself, but rather Yishmar Kiddush Me'acher, he should listen to Kiddush from someone else. Now, what happens if the Kohen did drink already? So, if it was wine that he drank, as long as he drank merely a revius of wine, which is not that much, he would not be allowed to Duchan. He would not be allowed to say the Berkos Kohanim. But with the other alcoholic beverages, he would not be allowed to do the brachas only if he drank enough to put him under the influence of alcohol. What is commonly accepted is that Kohanim do not drink any alcohol at all before doing the Berkos Kohanim. In fact, there is a chumrah that is brought down in some tshuvos that Kohanim should even refrain from drinking milk, because the Rambam brings down that milk is also considered a drink which is mishaker, which can have an alcoholic type effect upon a person. In fact, in some places it's brought down that the Kohanim are strict not to have anything, not to drink anything, not to eat anything before doing the Berkos Kohanim. And this is brought down in the name of the Chazon Ish, that this is what is proper. Now, on Simchas Torah, when it is very common that people drink, in many communities in Chutz La'aretz, even though they normally only say Berkos Kohanim by Musaf, on that day, because there's a concern that the Kohanim drink alcoholic beverages, they perform Birkos Kohanim only by Shachris, not by Musaf.
Halacha Dalid. Kodem HaDuchan, before going up for Birkos Kohanim, Tzarech HaKohen Lito Yodav Ad HaPerek. The Kohen must have his hands washed up until the wrist, Shehu Chibur Hayad Im Hazroa, the place where the hand meets the arm. Kederech Shehoyu Mekachin Es Yedehem BaMikdash LaAvodah. In the way that the Kohanim would sanctify their hands in the base of Mikdash for their Avodah, Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Se'u Yedchem Kodesh UBaruchu Es Hashem. Elevate your hands in a sanctified way, and then you can be Mevarech Hashem. V'yesh Safek Im Tzrichin Levarech Al Netila Zu O Ein Tzrichin Levarech. There is a question whether they need to make a bracha on this washing or not. Kevan sheberach al netilas yadayim bekumo mimitaso, since he already made a bracha when he washed his hands when he got up in the morning. Umisveka no again shalo levarech. And because of a doubt, therefore we do not make a bracha over this washing. V'imnaga bentayim bimoka mitunaf. And if the Kohen touched an unclean place before washing for the Birkos Kohanim, Hayaroi Levarech al Natilazu, it would seem to be proper for him to make a bracha on this washing. Ela Shalom Nohago, but this still is not the custom. The minig is that the Kohanim did not make a bracha. Viroi Lako Kohen Yere Shemayim, and it is proper for every Kohen who fears heaven, Lishmor Hetev Yodov, Minatilas Yadayim Shachris, that he should guard his hands from the time that he washes his hands in the morning, Shlo Liga Bimokam Hamiluchloch, so that he shouldn't touch anything which is unclean, Kidei Shlo Yitzdarech Levaruch Shenis, so he won't have to make a bracha a second time, and because we have a doubt, so he won't be able to. Now, when the Kohanim go out to wash their hands, if there is exactly a minyan in the shul, including the Kohen, and by his going out, it will mean that they will be lacking a minyan for part of Chazaras Hashatz, he still is obligated to go out and to wash his hands. In fact, even if he must walk in front of someone saying Shemoneh Esrei, which is normally forbidden, he would be allowed to do so for the sake of the mitzvah of washing his hands before Birkos Kohanim. Of course, if it's at all possible, he should try to go to the side, go behind people davening Shemoneh Esrei, but if he needs to, he would be allowed to walk in front of people who are in the middle of Shemoneh Esrei. Now, on Yom Kippur and on Tisha B'Av, when we do not wash our hands, the Kohanim still do wash their hands normally up until the wrists. Should it ever happen that the Kohanim would be in a situation where there would be no water available to them, they would not be allowed to do Birkos Kohanim. However, if there would be just a little bit of water, enough to wash the tips of their fingers, b'di'eved, that would qualify, and they would be allowed to go up and do Birkos Kohanim. Now, when the Kohanim wash their hands, it must be done with a kli, with a cup. If there's no cup available, some poskim say that b'shas etchak, under extenuating circumstances, it would be enough for them to put their hands directly under the tap, and this way they would be allowed to still say Birkos Kohanim. Halacha Hay. Halevi Yotzek Esamayim Ayidei HaKohanim. The water should be poured on the hands of the Kohen by a Levi. Ashum Shenemer, based on what it says in the Pasuk, V'gam Esachecha Mate Levi, Hakrev Itoch V'lavu Alecha Visharasucha. And also your brother from Shevet Levi, who is close to you, he will escort you and he will serve you. V'im ein sham Levi, if there's no Levi available, so then Yitzhak Bechor Peterechem Shehu Kadosh Al Yadon. So then a firstborn, even a firstborn Yisrael, should pour the water on the hands of the Kohen. V'im gam Bechor Eino, and if there's not even a firstborn available, Mutav Sheh Kohen Ba'atzmo Yitzhak, it is best for the Kohen to pour the water on his own hands, for lo Yitzhak Yisrael, and not to have another person do so. Halevi o habechor asher yitzok mayim ayidei kahanim, the Levi or the firstborn that pours the water on the hands of the kahanim, im ein yadav nikios, if his hands are not clean, yesh lo lirchotz yadav tchila, first he should wash his own hands before pouring the water onto the hands of the Kohen. Now in the Kaf HaChaim, he says that the minig is not to have a bechor pour the water in the hands of the Kohen. He says rather it must be done by a Levi. However, many poskim argue and say that if there's no Levi, it should be done by a bechor. Now, if there is a Levi available, but he's under the age of bar mitzvah, so the poskim say that he should not wash the hands of the Kohen. Also, a Kohen is not allowed to wash the hands of another Kohen. If there's no Levi or Bechor available, then the Kohen should pour the water over his own hands. Halacha Vav. Asur la'alos la'duchan b'minalayim. It is forbidden to go up to the duchan with shoes on. V'yachalotz ha'minalayim kodim netilas yadayim. The kahanim should take off their shoes before washing their hands. Otherwise, they would have to wash their hands again. Now, the poskim say that slippers, simple slippers, do not qualify as shoes, and technically it would be mutter to wear them, but the minhag is to be machmer not to. But certainly, there's no problem wearing socks when doing the Berkos Kohanim. V'tov lihizaher latzniah minalim tachas hasapsolin. It is good to hide their shoes underneath the benches, shelo yil migulin v'nirin, so that they should not be exposed, mifnei kavod hatzibur, because it is disrespect to the shul to have people's shoes being exposed. Halacha zayin, kishashliach hatzibur maschil ritzei, when the chazin begins saying the bracha of Ritzei, tzrichin ko hakohanim la'akar mimkomoseihem, all of the kohanim have to move from their place, la'alos l'duchan, to go up to the duchan, v'alkein yitlu es yedeyem kodum l'chein, and therefore they should be sure to wash their hands before the bracha of Ritzei, kidei shekishayom ashiach atziba Ritzei ya'aku mimkomam, so that when the chazen does begin Ritzei, they could move themselves up from their place, la'alos l'duchan im yedayim ru'uyas l'bracha, and this way they could go up in order to make the bracha with hands that are ready to be mevarech. Ubidieved gam im notlu yedeim achakach, and let's say they wash their hands after it, say shaper dami, it's still okay, and they would be allowed to do the Birchas Kohanim. Now, of course, this only works if they were oker raglayim, if they uprooted themselves, they move from their place in the direction of going up to the duchan doing the bracha of Ritzei. So let's say, for example, there was water at the front of the shul and they moved in that direction, so then they could still wash quickly and say Birkos Kohanim. Now, if a Kohen did not move from his place during Ritzei, then he would not be allowed to go up and say the Birkos Kohanim.
There's a machlokes haposkim. What happens if a Kohen did not start going up during the bracha of Ritzeh, but he did start going up while the congregation was answering Amen?